USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That rule would affect about 80 million Americans and would be enacted through the Department of Labor. Biden also announced that the federal government would work to increase supplies of testing materials and provide more federal support to schools to operate safely. And for the first time since U.S. forces left Afghanistan, a commercial flight carrying foreigners departed from Kabul's airport. The State Department says that 10 U.S. citizens and 11 green card holders were among the estimated 200 foreigners aboard the Qatar Airways flight to Doha on Thursday. A Qatari envoy said another 200 passengers are expected to depart the country on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate on Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says that the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendix, appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they say, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably have superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason. He says he has the authority and power.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Justice announced Thursday that it is suing the state of Texas over a new controversial abortion law that bans all procedures after 6 weeks. Tim Berg has more.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the law is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley reacts to Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement on Fox News.
What is really odd about this is that the Department of Justice is entering as a party. Usually the Department of Justice is an amicus or a friend of the court. Here it's saying we're a party of interest. Anytime a state law threatens constitutional rights, we have skin in the game. That's not exactly how the Department of Justice has operated in the past. And I think some courts are going to ask about that. You know, for example, Garland said, we're going to say that this field is partially or wholly preempted. The Supreme Court has always recognized that states have a right to legislate in the area of abortion. The question is where to draw that line. So this is a major assertion of federal authority, perhaps an unprecedented one.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio is on lockdown after reports of an active shooter. Officials locked down the base at approximately 9:25 Eastern as emergency responders responded to the call from the National Air and Space Intelligence Center on the base. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.